Mini-episode 931 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 931 and our preview of NFL Week 16. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 9-5-2 last week, 1-1-1 on my big three, and 1-0 on my lock pick, bringing me to 114-104-6, 27-16-2, and 11-4 on the year in those categories. I am now within breathing distance of my third consecutive season above the magic 52.4% on all of the games. We start with the Saturday tilts. First, the Robert Irsay Bowl as the Colts return to Baltimore, getting 14.5 up from 13. The Ravens were a pretty garbage team at midseason, worse than their record, and it's true that they've benefited from a soft schedule, but they've also looked much better independent of that, and luckless Indy can't seem to play a full 60 minutes against anyone, so we're going against them here. The Saturday nightcap had a lot more luster before Aaron Rodgers returned to injured reserve. As it is, Minnesota is laying 10, up from 1.5 points at Green Bay. It's just hard to see the Packers hanging, given everything that's on the line for the Purple People Eaters who will roll. Ultimate glory in the NFC South is on the line when the Falcons visit the Saints, getting 6 up from 5.5. New Orleans has covered only once in the last 5 weeks, showing a bit more difficulty in covering those inflated spreads, so we'll take Atlanta to get inside the number and possibly win. The Broncos will be on a futile quest for revenge for their loss in Super Bowl 22 when they travel to D.C. to face the Redskins, getting a field goal down from 3.5. It's a QB-driven league, and Kirk Cousins is pretty much 1991 Mark Rippon compared to the stiffs on Denver's roster, so that will determine the cover. After facing one NFC South power on Monday night, the Bucs are on the road facing another in Charlotte, getting 11.5 up from 9. These teams have been uncannily similar in straight up and against the spread record, so with that being said, of course take the Panthers. Fittingly, on Christmas Eve, KC will host Miami, laying 11.5 up from 9.5, as they attempt to avenge their devastating Christmas loss of 1971. Both teams have stabilized in recent weeks after hitting vicious donut holes in the middle of their schedules, but the Chiefs have not been reliable as bigger favorites this year, and they won't cover this one. In the Jared Goff Bowl, the Rams come to Nashville, laying a touchdown up from 6. That's a good chunk going cross-country after a big win, and with the Titans badly needing a win, ride the home dogs. The other L.A. team comes to the Meadowlands, laying 7.5 up from 7 to the Jets. We look for last week's dud against KC to be a one-off as the Chargers get back on track here. We'll see if New England is in for a letdown after their big game at Pittsburgh. They're hosting the Bills, laying 13 up from 10. The Pats seem to have gotten their traditional December shart out of the way against Miami 2 weeks ago. Plus, Buffalo has had a rough home-road split this year, so the Patriots are the play. In a battle of two who's-had-the-worst-year teams, the Giants travel to the desert, getting 3.5 down from 4.5. New York's been far better against the spread than straight up relative to the Cardinals, but we've learned our lesson in terms of this being a rearview mirror indicator, so we're on Arizona. Desperation will be in the air for both teams as the Seahawks come to Jerry World, getting 4.5 up from 2.5. This is a macro-level play as it's pretty much an eliminator game, and we still believe more in Seattle, who will get it done here. On Christmas, Pittsburgh looks to bounce back in Houston, laying 10, down from 10.5. With the Steelers coming out angry after yet another choke to New England and no reason whatsoever to put faith in the Texans right now, the choice is easy. In the nightcap, Philly looks to avenge their loss in Super Bowl 15 to the Raiders, laying 10 down from 7.5. The confounding Oakland team is not going to discover their mojo here, as they could get steamrolled by an Eagles squad desperate to get things going with Nick Foles heading into the playoffs. Now for the big three. As bad as the Bears have been this season, it's hard to imagine them being favored by 7 up from 6.5 against anyone, even at home. But if it's the Browns, that makes perfect sense. Cleveland's only win since late 2015 was on a Christmas Eve, but that won't happen twice, nor will they cover. What's more surprising in the year 2017? Jacksonville traveling cross-country to be a four-point favorite up from five, or the Niners winning three in a row? Regardless, San Fran's hot streak ends here, as the Jags take one that they really need and cover while they're at it. Now for the 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 16. In their continuing quest to stay alive in the NFC playoffs, the Lions come to Paul Brown Stadium laying 4.5 up from 3. The Bungles have flat-out quit, which makes it impossible to take them in Marvin Lewis's home farewell game. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.